This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The National LGBTI Health Alliance held its 8th conference, Health in Difference 2013, Our Bodies, Our Minds, in Melbourne in April 2013. Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station for our diverse communities, is proud to partner with the Alliance to bring you this recording of the 2013 conference.
Liam Ledden is here on behalf of GLHV Victoria. And Liam, the national conference, it's the 8th. It's been a while since we had one. When was the last? 3 years ago or something?
I think it was 3 years ago in Brisbane.
So what are you doing here for this conference? What's GLHV Victoria doing?
Well, GLHV is hosting a stream over the 3 days called Doing LGBTI Differently. And what we're trying to do is trying to suggest to people that the way in which we framed LGBTI people within policy, particularly around issues around victimisation, homophobia, addressing the underlying causes of our ill health, that's well and good and it's achieved a lot, but we're arguing we really need to move into another phase where we actually, policy starts to acknowledge our sexuality and our gender identity as a positive social good in its own right. And so that's how we've constructed the stream.
So in doing that, it seems to me that it's coming from a more empowered position.
I don't know if that's exactly how I'd put it, but I can see that that's what it sounds like. I started today by talking about a quote from Raymond Gaita on Q&A about a year and a half ago, where he said he now understood that sexuality was fundamental to humans' social life, fundamental to who they were, and that anything other than a full recognition of gay sexuality was a denial of our full humanity. And I took that as that's a starting point. And where you call that empowering, I just think that's a different shift. So I finished off by saying it's one thing for people to say gay and lesbians and trans people shouldn't be discriminated against, but those same people may still say, but you're disgusting. I'm saying we need a final twist. We need to move into a third age where we are simply valued and our sexuality and gender identity is valued in and of itself. And I think that sounds like a minor shift, but I don't think it is. Empowering, perhaps, but a radical shift. And Gaita really got me thinking about it when he said, you know, sexuality is fundamental. It's not, as I said in my talk today, it's not an optional extra.
It's an acknowledgement that we just are, and in that space we always will be. We always have been.
Yes, but it's also, I think, I think there's issues around mental health in our community that have almost become intractable. And in the private lives data, we're starting to do some more analysis, Anthony Lyons at Arches is, and it seems that even when gay men and lesbians and trans people are more resilient, when they can, you know, they've got the supports, all those markers of increased mental health, they're still doing poorly. And I think it's one thing for somebody to say it's bad that you're discriminated against, but if they're also not telling you that you're valued, that your sexuality, and not the sexuality is the same as straight people, and your gender identity is not a good thing in yourself, I think we're still going to see people growing up not feeling valued for that part of who they are. And we're never going to see that dramatic increase. That's why I'm talking about a third twist.
Recognising that difference then has to filter through all aspects of our health, whether that be in primary services, whether that be mental health, whether that be aged care. What is GLHV doing to, I guess, educate those sectors of this point of difference?
Well, tomorrow we're launching the Rainbow Tick with what's now called the Quality Innovation Performance, used to be QIXA, we've developed with. And the Rainbow Tick is a 6 set of standards against which an agency or an organisation can be externally accredited to demonstrate that they're LGBTI inclusive.
This is opt-in.
Pardon?
It's an opt-in thing.
It's an opt-in, except they do it as part of their formal accreditation. So, yes, agencies still have to want to do it, but in agreeing to do it, they're accredited by the National Accreditation Body. So they have to meet rigorous standards to demonstrate they're LGBTI inclusive. So that's asking your question about what is GLHV doing. We've worked to develop that. It's a world first. The next twist of that is to get that inclusive practice, LGBTI inclusive practice, included in service and funding agreements for publicly funded agencies.
Which was going to be my next question.
Well, that would be the next twist.
So the bigger picture is that you would hope government would look at giving funds towards organisations that have this tick primarily and before those that don't.
Well, we're hoping that demonstrating that your service as part of its inclusive practice across the board is inclusive of LGBTI people becomes a condition of funding. And the way you demonstrate that is getting a rainbow tick. At the moment, it's not a condition of funding. But we're amazed. QUICSA or QUIP have now told us that even since it was trialled at the end of last year, 20 major organisations in Victoria have expressed interest. Now, that's with no promotion at all. So we're assuming that we're at the tip of an iceberg of a range of community and health organisations that will voluntarily take this up, and we'll be able to build a national registry of LGBTI accredited agencies, first place anywhere in the world. So when people ring GLHV or the VAC and say, who by the way should do the rainbow tick, who say, where can you direct me to an LGBTI sensitive service? We don't say, well, we can't really, we're a gay, lesbian organisation, trans, we can tell you where the, you know, a practitioner who's gay friendly is, but we can't guarantee they're professional. QUICSA accreditation allows us to say, or QUIP accreditation, this organisation has been accredited against an objective set of measures, and that's sufficient.
The bigger picture is that will build its own momentum, surely.
I hope so, and I think it will.
Liam Leonard, thank you very much for joining us on Joy here at the... What is it?
Health Indifference Aid.
Health Indifference Conference of 2013. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You have been listening to a recording from the Health Indifference 2013 conference held in Melbourne in April 2013. For more information about the National LGBTI Health Alliance, head to lgbtihealth.org.au. And for more information on Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station for our diverse communities, explore joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.